This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Italy's five-star party share of the vote in pre-election polls there hovers at nearly 30%, well ahead of any other of Italy's fractured political landscape. The party was created in 2009 after a comedian's blog and call to action. Without Five Star involved, efforts to form a government could founder, with a deadlock ultimately ending in a rerun of the vote. 25 Republican senators, including Senate Majority Whip John Cronin of Texas, sent President Trump a letter asking him to re-engage with the Trans-Pacific Partnership. It's the latest attempt by Republican lawmakers to get Trump to take a softer stance on trade, even though his administration is gearing up to erect more trade barriers. Trump withdrew from the TPP in his first week in office after calling the trade deal a disaster and a rape of our country during his presidential campaign. Shipping magnate Richard Yulin is among the leading individual donors for the midterms thus far, giving at least $17 million to the Republican National Committee and super PACs supporting Republican candidates, according to the Federal Election Commission filings. Billionaire environmentalist Tom Steyer poured $15.7 million into Democratic Party committees and to the super PAC arm of his nonprofit Next Gen Climate Action, which supports progressive and liberal candidates and groups. Twitter deactivated 2,700-plus accounts late last year because they were controlled by the Internet Research Agency, the St. Petersburg-based outfit. The Justice Department says spread Russian propaganda across the Internet. Twitter last month said it deactivated more than 1,000 additional such accounts as it and other tech firms continue to grapple with the exploitation of their platforms. Analysts now believe Russian-related outfits have been trying out these techniques since 2014. 3M Company will pay $850 million to settle with the state of Minnesota's lawsuit claiming to manufacture contaminated water in the state for at least 5 decades. Federal judge ruled AT&T isn't entitled to details of the Trump administration's internal discussions on the company's proposed merger with Times Warner. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.